to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to the show today. 919-410-7735. You want to weigh in on what we're talking about dealing with next hour, top of the hour. I'm going to do a whole hour on credit, on business credit, on your credit, how to help you get business credit. So make sure you tune in next hour. Want to start off the show. It's a lot to talk about, man. Want to start off the show talking about y'all president. I mean, the man said you're going to need an ID to get some groceries. He said you need an ID to get some groceries. We need IDs to vote. I mean, even if you go grocery shopping, you have to show an ID. Why wouldn't you want one to vote? We need IDs to buy groceries. Yes, you stand in line. You're in line at Jewel, Osco. You buy your peas. You buy your milk. You buy your bread. You show your credit card and your ID. It only makes sense to vote like that, right? And everybody's saying, I'm not being presidential. Anyone can be presidential. It's tough doing what I do. Believe me. Bigly believe me. Man, this dude. He said, you're going to need an ID. You're going to need ID to buy groceries. Let me say this to you. Okay. I'm going to tell you my position about the ID and the vote. I really don't have a problem with it. I don't. I mean, I understand why people do. I mean, the reason why they don't have it where you have an ID right now is because that way you can make sure nobody's held up from voting. I get that. If you're on the roll, you should be able to vote. I understand that. I understand the past. I understand the history. But I also understand the argument about having an ID. I do. Need ID to get on the plane. Need ID to register for school. You need ID when you go to a job. So I get it. I do. I completely understand it. But let me tell you the one thing. The one thing that people who don't want the ID, right? If you against having an ID, let me give you the one argument you can make that will shut down anybody telling you we need IDs to vote. Under the Constitution, there is no longer supposed to be a poll tax to be able to vote. It used to be required that it was a poll tax to be able to vote. Well, they removed that and made that part of the Constitution itself. Now, if you are somebody poor and you want to vote and you don't have a state issued ID, you got to go pay for that ID. That's a poll tax. That's a complete poll tax. Because if the law becomes you have to have ID to vote and you poor and you don't have money to buy an ID, you're basically paying a tax to be able to go vote. I mean, this is the argument if you're against identification at the polls. This is a poll tax. This is the argument that you make. So you got to understand not just the process of voting, but the argument of what this identification thing is really about. I mean, think about this. You can use your NRA identification card, but you can't use your college ID to register to vote under the way they want to show ID. That should tell you a lot about what they're thinking with this voting thing. So, what's your thoughts on it? 919-410-7735. I also got to talk about the King, LeBron James. Man, did y'all see what LeBron James did? Did y'all see what he did? Oh, my goodness, man. Man, look, let me just say this. I don't care who you are. Black, white, whatever. I don't care how much you hate him as a player. You got to respect this dude, man. You got to respect this dude. Everything that a man should want to be, LeBron James is. I mean, you got to respect this dude. Think about what he's doing for these kids. The school is a public school, but he's not using none of the money from the Akron public school system. He's footing the bill himself. Free tuition. Breakfast, lunch, and a snack. And the kicker is, if your child graduates from eighth grade, all they got to do is make it through high school, and he's going to pay for them to go to the University of Akron. So they graduating from college debt-free. This is what you call good business right here, y'all. This is good business right here. When you hear me talk about the business of love and how everything is a business, this is a good business. Let me tell you why this is such a good business. What LeBron is essentially doing is setting it up for these kids to change the trajectory of their lives and their kids' lives. And by doing that, he's changing how the business will be ran by those kids. Now, let me tell you something. It's sad in a way, though. Let me tell you why this is sad in a way. So, I reached out to somebody I know in LeBron's camp. And I had a couple of questions that I wanted to know the answers to. I just was like, well, you know, this is fantastic, but I got to ask questions about some of this stuff now. And I really only had a couple of questions. My first question was, well, where's everybody else at? Where's Chris Paul and D-Wade and Carmelo and where everybody else at? Where the Banana Boat crew at? I mean, you know, Bron shouldn't be footing his bill all by himself. I mean, where's the help at from everybody else? And what my boy told me was that LeBron wanted to get everybody else involved, but people didn't think this could work. They thought he was crazy. And then this is the second piece that I had that I just was like, man, you know, I really am questioning about, you know, why did LeBron choose to put up his own money and not try to fundraise this to a certain degree from the corporations, the city, and everybody else in Akron? And his boy told me something that, quite honestly, I noticed to be true now. To be true. All right? He told me, he said, Warren, the reason why LeBron and the board chose to do it this way specifically is because when other people get involved, you always going to have people talking stuff. This way, can't nobody talk nothing because he's paying for everything himself. This way, it cuts out all the people who, yeah, I want to do this, I want to do that. Then they talk about you behind your back. It cuts all that out. So LeBron basically just was like, I'm not going to do this with nobody because if I do it with anybody, it's going to be a headache. It's going to be a headache. He didn't even want to play the game. And so LeBron just was like, hey, I'm a do this myself. That way I ain't got to worry about nobody else saying nothing. He cut out the middleman. Now, let me tell you what's funny about this whole LeBron situation now. Listen to what I'm finna tell y'all. What's today, August 1st? Listen, this is very important what I'm about to tell y'all. This is August 1st, 2018. Right? I promise you, on my mother's grave, LeBron is about to have them come at him in a way he's never seen or dealt with before. Because what he just did by doing this breaks the matrix. It breaks the poverty cycle in Akron for those kids that are fortunate enough to go to that school. And because he's doing this, they're about to come after him. Mark my words. They're about to try to dig up any and everything on him, his mama, his cousins, his grandmama, anybody, because they want to come after him for what he just did. I'll talk more about that on the after the break. You're listening to the WB.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a, this guy is, I believe, a racist. What?
Post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. Income Tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Warren Valentine, the number one truth fighter in America.
All right. Now, let me do this. All right. Let me show y'all a couple of things about why LeBron is really, really, really that dude. Right. So. This year, they're starting with third and fourth graders. They're going to finish by 2020 having kindergarten through eighth grade. Now. Let's think about this. All right. He's given free uniforms. He's given food, breakfast, lunch, and a snack, right? Now, I'm just going to do the small stuff. I ain't even going to do the cost of building the building. I'm not going to do the cost of putting the smart boards in there and the tables and the chairs and everything else. But a typical public school, which the school will be, usually has two kindergarten classrooms, two first, two second, two third, so on. So if you got, let's say his school, the average school has 30 kids in these classes, but let's break it down. Let's say he does 20. I'm going to do less than 30. So you got 40 in kindergarten. So you got 360 students in that school, kindergarten through eighth grade. Now, imagine feeding 360 kids every day for 9 months out of the year. Breakfast, lunch, and a snack. How much you think that's going to run? Let's say on the low end, let's just say $10 a kid. You talking about $36,000 a day for 9 months. Somebody do 36,000 times 30 days right now for me. Let's just do that right now. I mean, let's just really think about that right now. Let me do the math on that so we can get an accurate number on what that is a month. 30 days times 36,000. You do 36,000 times 30. Man, you talking about 1.8 million a month. So you talking about $10 million just on the food that he's giving these kids, kindergarten through eighth grade. He's talking about $10 million a year that he's putting up just for the food. That ain't including the outfits. That ain't including any extra activity stuff. That ain't including the books, the teacher's salaries. Let's say you got a faculty of 50 people. Let's say the average salary he pays them is $60,000 a year. It averages out to that. Times 50. That's another $3 million. So he had $13 million just feeding the kids and having teachers. That ain't including books, chairs, security, extra activities for sports. Right? That ain't including that, right? I mean, it's I mean, you gotta understand this is more than just this. And I said it was 36,000, 3,600, but still, even with the 3,600, right? You talking about $3,600 a day? I mean, wait, that's wrong, y'all. Y'all got me confused now. Wait a minute. If you doing 360 kids times $10 a day, which is probably going to be a little bit more than that. I'm lowballing everything. Right, that's $3,600. $3,600 a month. So you still, when everything is said and done, LeBron is going to be spending anywhere between $9 to $20 million a year on this school. I mean, come on, y'all. Out of his own pocket. Out of his own pocket. And this is why I'm telling y'all, even with what Umar is doing, right? Umar can't afford to give it to him for free. He can't afford to give it to him for food. And look, the building of that building itself, I don't know for sure, but I'm willing to bet that building cost him anywhere between $1 and $3 million to build, maybe even more than that. When you start adding the supplies and everything else in there, it might have cost him another $3 to $4 million. I mean, so when you think about what he's putting up financially to do this. In order to do something like this realistically and keep it running, you would have to raise close to $200 million. If it's going to be free food, free everything that he's giving. Not to mention the buy-in to the college tuition. Because, I mean, y'all got to think about this, right? He's saying every kid that graduate from that school is guaranteed tuition at the University of Akron. He might have over his lifetime, he might have 20,000 kids go through that school. I mean, think about what he's offering to pay for them to go to college too. In-state Akron, you're probably talking about $10,000 to $15,000 a year. So you're talking about maybe $30,000 to $60,000 a kid. I mean, this is some real. I mean. And so I want y'all to understand, see, it seemed like it's a simple thing to do. We can set up a school. We can do this. We can do that. We can do this. Man, it costs some money to do something like this. It costs some real money. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you, I specifically listened to Breitbart today. And I listened to them because they were talking about LeBron. And after listening to them, it made me realize something, like I said before the last break. LeBron, they're about to try to tear this boy down. And look, let me tell y'all something right now. I'm going to tell every one of y'all. I don't care what they say he did. I don't care what they say he is doing. I don't care what they say, whatever. Y'all bet not turn y'all back on this man. Because that's what we good at. We know people getting thrown under the bus. We know people being falsely accused. And as soon as we see something, yeah, they did it. Look at them. Look at them. Look at them. Y'all bet not do this to LeBron. You bet not. If you do, I hope you die a horrible death. Real talk. You listen to WB.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine. Coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the Truth Fighters in full effect right now.
All right. So normally I don't listen to anybody else's show. I purposely don't do that because I don't want to talk about what other people are talking about. I don't want to sound like nobody else. And subconsciously, if you listen to other people, you pick up on their stuff. So I purposely avoid any kind of talk radio. Only talk radio I listen to is like BBC, Bloomberg, or sports. I listen to the sports talk. But today when I was driving into the studio, because I'm having a serious sinus headache, and I know why, because I was in three different time zones this past weekend, and whenever I travel like that, I always get thrown off. But I was like, today, let me listen to Breitbart on Patriot, on SiriusXM Patriot, because I want to see what they're talking about when it comes to Trump and his speech. But as I turned it on, they weren't talking about Trump in the speech. They were talking about LeBron James. Now, as I'm sitting and driving through traffic, listening to them talk about LeBron James, I'm sitting there just like, wow. You know what's so crazy? Let me tell y'all what's really crazy. I had an epiphany in that car thinking about America. You ever seen somebody in broad daylight take like a pair of pliers or a car jack and bust a car window open? Now, if you see somebody doing that and it's broad daylight, it's in the middle of a parking lot where everybody can see him, your first reaction is, well, maybe they own the car and they lock their keys in the car, because ain't nobody going to be that bold to do that. That's your natural reaction, right? Because you're like, ain't no crook going to do it. He would be trying to hide. He wouldn't be just out in the public doing that, right? That's what America is, man. America is doing stuff right in front of us, and we be like, no, that can't be. It can't be like that. That's crazy. They wouldn't just put it in our face like that, would they? What they are actually doing, is this. On Breitbart, they was talking about how LeBron James has been poisoned by CNN and Don Lemon. And him talking about they going back to slavery days and Jim Crow, and he's trying to make sure that these young kids get an opportunity, is nothing more than racist. It's reverse racism. And that LeBron is walking around here like he's a perfect man, and we know he's not perfect. We've heard the stories. What stories? What stories have you heard? I mean, this is... Look, let me tell you what's about to happen to LeBron, all right? First, you're going to have the right. Because he did this interview with Don Lemon, and because he said that, you know, we are going backwards under Trump and it looks like Jim Crow, and because he said that he might run for president, you're going to have the right dogging him like never before. Shut up and play basketball. You're not well-spoken. Somebody said that on Breitbart. There's like, he doesn't even talk well. I was like, what? What? Really? And so they're already starting with that. That's going to be the first thing. This is going to be the next thing. They're going to find one of these little girls who an Instagram model or something like that, and she's going to be positioned to try to throw herself at LeBron. And then they're going to try to say, well, look at Mr. Perfect LeBron. Look at what he's doing over here. Now, me personally, I don't care if LeBron go smash 100 of them, to be honest with you. That's between LeBron and his girl. I ain't got nothing to do with that. I can care less if he's smashing. Only thing I care about is what he's doing for the community. And he's doing something great for the community. But they're going to position somebody right there. She's going to be right in the path of LeBron to try to make it look like he's doing something with her. This is going to be the next move. Now, I'm not telling you this from what I think. I'm telling you this from what I know. The next move is they're going to say his taxes aren't right. That's going to be the next move. That's going to be the next move. Now, let me tell you something. And I'm saying this to my black listeners specifically, okay? Listen to me, black folks. I believe in God. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, okay? But damn it, I am so tired of us talking about how God got us. No, we got to have us. Stop with this "I'm praying for you" stuff. God got you. No, you have them. You take up for them. You support them. Don't just say, well, God's going to do. No, you do something. You say something. You contribute something. Because, look, as much as we want to say God got them, God gave you five senses for a reason, and you really got more than five senses. Use your senses to understand that that could be your black butt standing there and you looking like, well, y'all, I know God got me. Can you help me with other things? I need more than you just praying for me. I need more than you just saying God got me. I need you to defend me. I need you to help me. I love God, but I'm so sick of black people using God as a crutch for everything. Using religion as a crutch for everything. Look, let me just say this from a logical and a common sense point of view. Black people, wake your asses up. If you really love God and you really believe in God the way you say you do, you would know no God would want you running around here poor, uneducated, high incarceration, high death, hating each other, stabbing each other in the back, lying to each other, taking advantage of one another. No God would want you doing that. And you sitting here telling me how you love God. Stop it. It's ridiculous. We have to stand up for each other. For all y'all who watch The Power, Tommy said a line in The Power last week that I swear to God, when he said it, I started crying because it's the same thing my mama said to me when I was a little boy. And I've been like this my whole life. My whole life. If I'm with you, I'm with you. Until you give me a reason not to roll with you, I'm rolling with you till the tires fall off. I don't care what. You could be dead ass wrong. It don't matter to me. I'm rolling with you. If you mine, I'm rolling with you. If you my people, I'm rolling with you. You fighting, I'm fighting. Tommy told Tariq in that car, he said, you knew he was our enemy. That's all you needed to know. You don't need to know what else is going on. All you needed to know was he was against the family. LeBron is our family. And he's our family not because he's black, not because he's the best basketball player in the world. He's our family because, you know what? He didn't forget that he was part of this family. He came back and trying to rebuild the family. He's trying to do something to help the family. Whenever you have somebody like that, you roll with them no matter what. I don't care what they say. Look, they can tell me LeBron is a Taliban member and cut off 10 people's head. They can even show me a video. You know what I'm going to tell them? I don't believe none of this. Unless I see LeBron mama there or grandmama that's saying, yeah, that's Bron, I don't believe nothing. Nope. I don't believe it. I do not believe it. I do not believe it. And while I give Jalen Rose his props for opening up his charter school and everything else, Jalen did this in a different way, though. See, Jalen actually went to the Secretary of Education, DeVoice, and worked with her organization and other organizations because they believed in chartering schools. So he got corporate money from big white corporations and got okayed and approved by them. LeBron just was like, I don't need none of y'all. I got it. That's what makes this different. And because he did that on his own and didn't get the boss's approval, he's giving energy to that for other people like Beyonce. Like Tony just told me, she made Vogue hire a black photographer for the cover. They can't have that, y'all. That's breaking the matrix. Don't y'all see that? It's breaking the matrix. You gotta understand. This is why they're gonna come after him. He didn't ask for permission. He did it his way. And trust me, I know this for a fact. When you don't give them the power over you, They do everything in their power to take it, take you down. You're listening to the WB.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show. Heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now.
All right, we got some breaking news out of Kalamazoo, Michigan. They just put the state of Michigan just declared a state of emergency due to the drinking water. Now, Kalamazoo is not that far from Flint. I don't know. Maybe that's why they haven't started the rebuilding in Flint. Maybe they got a plan to redo that whole region. It only makes sense because that whole little area right there, it has the waterways, it has the airways, it has the railways, it has the landways, and is Kalamazoo, Flint, all those little areas right in there, they're central in the state. So you can get across over to Canada, you can get into Ohio real quick, you can get up to the UP, you can get down to the to Lansing, down to the capital. It's real convenient how they doing this. So, I mean, it's almost like, well, and see, this is what I was talking about earlier about the guy hitting the window, and you think, well, maybe he owned the car and he just locked his keys in there. So you don't really think he's doing something wrong. This is what I think is going on in the state of Michigan. I think they're trying to get everybody in there out. Everybody in there out. Now, just imagine if you had Jay-Z and Beyonce jump on board with LeBron. Dr. Dre already donated money to USC to get a business school named after him. Imagine if he put some money towards that. Because, see, this is about business, y'all. Look, I'm going to talk about business this closing segment. Then next hour, I'm going to do all business credit for you guys, okay? I'm going to walk you through how you get it, how you establish it, what you need to do to make it stronger. But this is business too. This is business from the sense of LeBron is investing in the next generation to make them be able to be good business partners as they grow up. So it's important that we understand that we need to look at everything from a business perspective. See, we get caught up in this, you know, emotional stuff. And it's not about emotions, man. It's about logic. Logically, does it make sense? Does it make sense to even try it? And logically speaking, what LeBron has done with this school is he's changed. He's changed everything. Everything for every one of those kids that walked through those school doors that he just opened up. Everything. Let me tell you the biggest thing that nobody, they talked about it, but they're not highlighting it. And it's more important than even what he's doing for the kids. He's doing something that if every public school did this, it would change every academic outcome for every kid in public schools. You know what he did? He's offering GED programs, job assistance, job training for all the parents. Let me tell you how powerful that is, right? Now, the parent can come and drop off their kid at school and work on their GED if they haven't gotten one. The parent can come and drop off their kid at school and work on resume building, job interviewing, job training if they have never had nobody do it for them before. The parent can drop off the kid at school and actually learn a trade to be able to go out and work and make some money. Man, do you know what that's doing? Do y'all know what that is? Do you know how important that is? I mean, do you know how important that is? Look, let me tell you why that's more important than even what he did for the kids. Because now the kid is seeing their parent achieve something. And now they feeling good because they say, well, mama doing this, I'm doing good in school. It make them want to work harder because they see mama doing something. They see the mama being productive.
You can't even put a price on what this man has done for this community. You can't even put a price on it. Because what kids do is they look at their parents and see what you do. And they like little sponge computers. They look at what you do and you become them. They become you. And so you're going to see these parents in there who were embarrassed or afraid to go work on their GED because they dropped out of school. Now, you know what? I'm at the same place my child at. I'm just, you know, right down the hall. I can check on my child. I can work on my stuff. Ain't nobody judging me. I can learn how to write the resume the right way. I can learn how to get job training the right way. That is more powerful even than what he's doing for the kids, because if you can make the parents buy in, it automatically makes the kid buy in. And if the kid buys in and the kid is seeing mom or dad bettering themselves, it makes the kid proud. Man, look. That's what I'm telling y'all. Y'all better support this man. Don't be talking about him behind his back like we are prone to do. Don't be believing everything y'all read on the internet about this person like we are prone to do, because they coming for him. Because what he's doing is so against what the system wants us to be that this is mind blowing. And see what he's doing in a urban setting. And we all know what the word urban means for us. We all know what it means. And so because he's choosing to do this way, he's not just doing it for the kids. He's doing it for their whole family. Man, look. When the stuff hit the fan, and it's going to hit the fan, don't be talking about you praying for him. Don't be talking about God has him. No, you have him. You take up for him when they talking stuff. You support him. You support his foundation. You support his other ventures, because they're gonna try to assassinate this man in the media. They're gonna try to take this man out because he's doing something. It is so. I mean, this is man. I can't even put into words what this is gonna do for that community and for those kids and those parents. You and I just hope all these other scared Negroes will finally stop being afraid and start reaching in their pockets and doing something too. All right, when we come back, let's talk business credit. Let's try to see if we can get y'all to make some money so y'all can be doing something to help other people. You're listening to the WB.